Welcome to the Gatecast.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
We're off to see the wizard.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Good evening, and as I may have said last week, depending on our release rate, belated happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays and crazy Kwanzaa and various other things, and I'm going to stop before I start sounding like Krusty on The Simpsons. The Krusty holiday special with the KKK. Sorry, I should have indicated that you should have said something in the pause there.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to continue. Good evening, everybody. And what's the episode this week?
This week's episode is entitled Tin Man. Fortunately, nothing to do with the truly horrendous Star Trek Next Generation episode of the same name. And the most flagrant Wizard of Oz reference we've actually had so far.
Yeah, there's no hiding from this one, is there?
That, I think Jack does actually say we're off to see the wizard at one point. Not necessarily in this episode, but...
Yeah, it was in an earlier episode of Season 1, wasn't it?
Possibly. I know Dorothy is mentioned at some point, but we can come across this. I'm flagging this to you now, folks, but we're probably going to do a end-of-season review type of thing, where we'll just go back over and just natter randomly without necessarily any audio clips about the season as a whole before we break for a week or two, so we can actually spend time with families and, you know, sort of real people as opposed to people who only communicate with electronically, who could actually be very complex AI projects.
I say, if we were, there would be better. You can tell it's human.
Well, you mean computers makes mistakes, but it takes a human to really fill things up?
That's about right. Which is in sync with this episode.
Indeed.
The idea that things can be better if they're computerized, mechanical.
Okay, and I'm going to press play. There'll be about a 2 second pause while I press play, and I'm 1 second in with the MGM line with its head tilted to the right and its mouth open. So there'll be about 3 seconds. I'm pressing play now. And fade to black. And we open on a ladder. A green ladder.
Yeah, it's very artfully lit, isn't it?
And the gate is open.
And it looks remarkably like an old disused power station.
Now that's not a shot we've seen before.
Coming from behind.
Through the gate, and you can sort of see them semi-translucent.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your colonel speaking. Welcome to P3X989, where it's a balmy room temperature.
And the DHD looks a little close to the gate, for my liking.
Possibly. Well, we shall see if it opens. I don't recall if it opens. You've watched the episode. I, of course, have not. Heaven forfend.
Why break the habit of a lifetime?
Floating, glowy ball thing.
Yeah.
Well, the lights are on, but there's nobody home.
Disco ball.
Yes.
A futuristic disco ball.
It's not really very mirror-y for a disco ball, is it? But this is very, as you said, it's very sort of industrial. It's actually reminiscent of Blake 7, which seemed to set about half the episodes in assorted industrial complexes.
Yeah. Any BBC low-budget sci-fi production. Take your
pick,
really.
Blake 7 had the industrial complexes. Doctor Who had the quarries.
Teal'c, you ever run into something like this?
I have not.
Red Dwarf did a lot for old waterworks and power stations.
Well, we were in Wales. I don't know if Red Dwarf was produced by BBC Cardiff, but we're going completely off topic.
Yes, right.
Because there's no dialogue, it's just assorted moodily lit scenes and a CRT monitor. With the disco ball on it.
And Carter can't resist but touch stuff.
Yes. Carter's a bit like the Discworld Wizards. If you had something which said end of the world switch, don't touch it, we really mean it, the paint wouldn't have time to dry. So they've been zapped by a mysterious scanning light thing. And they've collapsed. and we enter the credits sequence. And this episode was written by Jeff King. You can fill me on Jeff King, regular writer?
Jeff King? Not a regular writer, but a very big producer. Has done a hell of a lot of television. Juice Arth and Black Donnellys, to name a few, if you've heard of them.
I've heard of Juice Arth. I used to watch Juice Arth in the 80s.
They're
directed by Jimmy Kaufman. I'm assuming no relation.
I wouldn't have thought so. A lot of genre work. Did some Outer Limits. And a show, Vampire High, which I never actually got around to because I'm not a teenager.
Yes, Vampire High was a TV series for Twilight fans.
Before Twilight.
Yes, obviously, but, you know, as someone said, have you read Twilight? And I think their official response is no, but I'm not a teenage girl. And they wake up wearing Star Trek-style jumpsuits. Is about all I can
Very much so, aren't they?
Sorry?
Very much.
Either very... Or slightly Adidas. What is it possibly about a flat metal platform that any science fiction show could think would ever be comfortable? Your neck would be banjaxed. I mean, I'm sure it did wonders for your back.
At least in Babylon 5, they tilted it a bit.
Well, no, only the Minbari did. They considered it very... Tara Rothery. Oh, yeah. So that's the phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
My brain just went, huh? For some reason, it read Terrell Rothery, and for Terrell Rothery, it came up with Terry Farrell.
You guys okay?
Oh.
It was Dax in 6 seasons of DS9.
Yeah, mixing your sci-fi.
Yes.
Never a good thing.
Better than fine, actually, when you consider the fact that we were just...
And here we have one of the DeLuises, I believe.
No, he isn't. I was with you last week. I thought it was, but...
Confused him with the guy that was in their heads that time.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen yet.
This is Jay Brazier, I believe it's pronounced.
Did he by any chance play the genius strategist who beats Data at a game in a Star Trek Next Generation episode?
No, I don't think it is.
But you know who reminds you know.
I know
who
you mean.
And he does remind me of him. I think our listeners will appreciate non-Stargate cross science fiction genre references. Sort of 43.
This character was actually written for this actor.
Colonel Jack O'Neill, kumbaya.
Come try ya.
Whatever.
He's a local Canadian actor up in Vancouver, so it's a kind of kudos to him.
Has he done much genre work?
Yeah, he has. Recently, he was in Eureka. And he had a recurring role in Harper's Island. Not genre, but it's...
I never actually saw Harper's Island. It's one of those things I meant to watch, but forgot to start recording at the beginning. And being utterly OCD, if I couldn't watch it from the very start, there was no point.
You are all such wonderful specimens. You in particular. Female.
Colonel.
Easy, Captain.
So the alien, Harlan, is just noticing that Carter is a female, and she doesn't approve.
Doesn't object to females as such. So he's managed to reproduce the character super hold noose.
In every detail.
Yes, and Daniel is still trying to be Carter's hair twin. Dare I say, Carter's ginger hair twin.
I am the last survivor of Altair.
Excuse me? The last survivor...
You notice there's no glasses on him?
Yes, I noticed that, but he can see.
He can, yeah, but...
At what point is he going to cop this?
And your weapons are this way?
You'd think it's one of the first things. You know, wake up, reach for the nightstand where the glasses are.
Mm-hmm. Realise there isn't a nightstand, or indeed a stand.
Have that panic, where am I? What did I do last night?
Who did I do last night? Oh, come on, it's a logical extension. You knew I was going to go there.
Yeah, but Daniel looks over and sees Tilk.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'd rather look over and see Carter.
Listen, Harlan, is there an outside to this place?
Outside is above, we are under.
Yes, nasty surface. Just to spin on briefly without obviously spoiling, but this isn't the real SG team. We don't know that yet, but we will find that out in a bit.
We don't know that, no.
Well, I've told you, we can spoil in episode. We don't have to...
Oh, yeah, we can do, yeah.
But it's interesting. This is, I mean, like... You know, I'm I'm disliking this episode. What intrigues me now is Dick's being quiet even by TX standards, but he's going to go mental shortly.
Yes, that's
but
that's
I'm wondering
that's
is does the staff weapon work?
Now, let me see. Wallace was the last one to go. I miss him.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, it's a replica. How precise has it been replicated?
Are the weapons replicas? Did they actually specify that?
You think there could be the actual team's weapons?
Well, there's no reason to replicate
them. The reason they're wearing the jumpsuits is because Harlan wasn't prepared to strip the original team naked.
Could be. Yeah.
How long? Exactly.
Exactly 99,207,000 of your hours.
Well, that's 11,000 years.
How did you know that?
It's not really something I need. It's not really a mental picture I need necessarily to look naked, no.
And
nothing
of
room in my head for that image. And the boy said in 12 minutes I could be 8 million euro richer.
See? Everything is better. Even your minds. You are all much, much better.
Better than what?
Do you not feel it? Are you not stronger? Smarter?
Jack, I think he's right. I feel great.
Of course you do. Because I have given you a great gift. I have made you all better.
Better how?
Oh, I have not hurt you. I have only made you better.
All right. Listen closely. I'm going to ask you one more time, very simply. Better how?
Yeah, and that word needs explaining, and Jack really wants it explaining.
Exactly better how. Is Tyr going to go off the boil in about 10 seconds?
A little bit longer. But it's worth waiting for.
Yes, because the scene which comes in at the before you click play on the DVD is actually of him lifting Jack up by the neck. I'd like to shake you warmly by the throat, sort of thing.
Carter, dial us home.
Wait! You cannot leave. I cannot leave either. It is unsafe.
What is unsafe? Tell us.
All in time, there is so much you must know first.
I do like the lighting in this set.
Yeah, it's very well lit.
Yeah.
You didn't perchance get the cinematographer or...
No, not this time around. So the DHD was well back from the gate, considering they're all still standing there.
Yes. You've actually explained yourself, Harlan.
Colonel, how do you feel?
Never felt better in my life. Got me a little worried, actually.
Yeah, well, this has got me a little worried. Listen.
Yeah. Nothing. We don't have a heartbeat.
I don't hear anything. But this is better. I'm dead.
Look, Colonel, to make sense of this, I'm going to have to do a blood sample.
Oh, that's going in. That's
yeah, there's nothing wrong with it because I don't hear anything.
And now she's going to try and take blood. We're going to get a sudden close-up of the arm. Oh, yes, an arm. Or at least a fake arm. And we have this weird...
He's a milkman.
I'm going to need x-rays on all of them, stat.
What did he do to us?
I don't know. Just let's everybody stay calm.
I no longer possess a Goa'uld.
And say...
Yes, he's cutting open his arm with a scalpel, which is actually slightly wince-inducing.
This is quite graphic, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
There's no blood welling out. If he was bleeding, you know, there's no way he'd get it through the sensors, but...
Hey, I'm a robot.
You always feel that a highly advanced robot wouldn't have them little pulleys and gears going back and forth all the time. it's human level technology.
Maybe it's the most efficient.
Stand down, airman. Just a little misunderstanding. It's an order.
Relay that order. General, that is not Colonel O'Neill.
General,
yep,
it's me.
So much of that.
Would you call that human?
It thinks it's Colonel O'Neill.
It looks like Colonel O'Neill. It sounds like Colonel O'Neill.
He or whatever he is no detectable heartbeat.
Is this the ever looks like a duck?
Take him to the holding room.
Thank you,
General Hammond.
Yeah, off the Christmas card. This doctor.
Follow the instructions.
Your wife died of cancer 4 years ago.
And you will not be hurt.
Your granddaughters' names are Tessa and Kayla.
Any resistance by any of you will be met with deadly force. Is that understood?
Jack thinks he's Jack.
Well, at this stage, they all know they themselves.
Hmm.
And I suppose all they can do is follow the orders as is. For the opportunity to explain themselves.
And then
or try to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, the bottom of the power reserves.
Looks and sounds like our people.
An EC multi-sync. As we were speaking of CRT monitors earlier.
Sorry, I missed that bit. I was going through the transcript. Did it actually say an EC multi-sync on the...
On the monitor, yeah.
Sir, given our history with the Gould, I believe keeping them here would be extremely dangerous.
I'll take that under advisement, Doctor.
Oh, she's changed her hairdo, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. It's loose.
The general hasn't.
Kind of hard to without polishing it, or just sort of getting a, I don't know, black boot polish or something. Oh, God, I told people not to ring. I'm going to ignore that.
Well, why didn't he just tell us?
Probably afraid we'd damage him.
Perceptive little runt.
You know, Colonel, you can't blame General Hammond for confining us.
Hey, I know who I am.
Well, so do I. In every respect, I feel like Sam Carter. But the evidence...
My phone is ringing, folks, but I'm going to ignore it.
Could be important.
If it's important, the cell phone is up here, then ring that.
You can say you look at Tilk and there is something seriously wrong with Tilk.
Hmm. Even by Teal standards.
Yeah.
This person isn't going away.
Well, for starters, you've lost your infant Gould.
I still feel its presence.
Really? That must be like continuing to feel a limb after it's been lost.
Oh, for crying out loud. Daniel, I'm glad you're so fascinated by all this, but it's time for a little reality check, okay?
I suppose it's the wrong number or a telesales call. Anyway.
We're back in. So Daniel's been trying to analyse Tilk's emotional mood. Jack's slightly less patient.
Well, Jack is not overly known for his levels of patience.
A man of action.
Do you really think military intelligence is going to let us continue as SG-1 like this?
We still have our rights, Jack.
What rights are you talking about?
Colonel, no matter what he's done to us, we're still...
human? Is that what you were going to say?
Poor Daniel. We have our rights.
Well, Harlan said we'd be back. Now we know why.
And so we get when Harlan said they'll be back, and Sam's realised what he meant. They'll be back.
Sorry, the very person I asked not to ring me.
Always the case.
Colonel O'Neill, whoever you are, I've decided to send SG-5 back to PX-3989, see if they can shed some light on this.
That's a mistake.
Why?
Because old Harlan will do to them what he did to us.
So they're going to send SG-5, and as Jet points out,
yes,
whatever
SG5
happened to
will
them...
will become SG-5.1.
Yep, they'll become better.
Yes.
Transferred our consciousness into these artificial bodies.
Why would anyone do that?
Well, he thought he was doing us a favor. He thinks this is better. And I never even really thought of it at the time, but he must be artificial too.
That's it.
That would explain how he got to be 11,000 years old.
What?
General.
Yeah, if you weren't quite sure how somebody could live 11,000 years, and being a robot certainly makes it plausible. Mm-hmm. General goes straight to Carter.
Yes.
General, we've got to go back.
Back to the future.
Yes. Well, of course.
Well, we were mixing our sci-fi metaphors again, so why not? You think Tilt were thinking there, I could smash these... Oh, another good gate shot. Watch his foot now. How close is that to the event horizon? That is millimetres away from losing his heel.
Yeah, but it's just the heel of the boot, you know? It's not his actual heel.
Yeah, I think Teal could be still upset, especially in the mood he's in at the moment. I can't bring myself to even say that word.
Whatever greeting word he used.
Yes. I gets old very quickly. Especially with Jack.
You son of a bitch!
You nearly waited too long. I was worried. Feel better?
Better? What the hell did you do to us?
You are angry.
Yes. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't break you in half.
Colonel, he's the only one who can put our consciousness back into our real body.
Olin's still got a smile on his face, even when he's being threatened.
I must say, the spell checking on this transcript on Gateworld is pretty woeful.
Yeah.
Infirmary is spelled I-N-F-E-R-M-E-R-Y.
Oh, like I say, the Gateworld ones aren't transcripts from the studios or anything. It's done by just fans.
Yes, and it's pretty woeful.
Well, I'm not going to criticise, because...
nor am I. I'm just saying it's awful. I mean, I have transcribed, and frankly, it's a huge pain, and it takes about six times as long as the thing takes to do.
You will see, it is better.
That gate looks plastic. It does. It looks plastic.
It's fiberglass resin, wouldn't it? Fiberglass, wouldn't it? Light enough to carry, but rigid enough to stand still in the wind.
That's the portable one, then.
Yeah.
This way, around the corner, just a few more steps and home again.
So, what super quarters has he got as he laid on for his new companions?
Flat black thingies.
Yes. You're expecting something a little more cosy.
Attention.
Oop, something's broken.
Mm-hmm. Is required.
Section 2. You see now why I needed you. This place is more than one man can maintain.
Yes, he wants to go and... He has to go repair the place. So but see, why have them need rest at all? Much better soon.
This will not take well, as soon as the power starts feeding to them, stream to them in real time, they don't need to back up any storage cells or anything like that. But as we see, Jack leaves straight away, till not long after him, and they don't really need to rest at all.
Half the stuff in this complex isn't working, the rest is marginal. I mean, look around, he's been jerry-rigging things for centuries. He was desperate.
I say let the place fall down.
As we know, Harlan isn't exactly telling them 100% of the truth.
All right, again, reading some interesting comments on the... transcript. So do I. In every respect, I feel like Sam Carter. Teok starts playing with his stomach again. It makes an interesting image to mind.
Has it occurred to anyone that all we are now is robots?
Great line that is.
Where are you going? I'm going to find Harlan.
Jack, worry.
Yes, that is a good line.
Robot to robot.
Are we a little out of sync?
No, just talk robot to robot. That's where I just was.
Oh.
I'm on 2137. 38, 39.
I'm a couple of seconds behind you. It's that line.
It's a lot to take in.
Apparently we've got time to adjust. Yeah, we really do have all the same sensations and perceptions that we did in our human form.
Jackson is expositioning paragraph by paragraph.
No, what's the time?
22:07, 08, 09, 10.
Right, okay.
Maybe in a way Harlan was right. Maybe this is better.
They're having a discussion while Teok is about to go... Maybe we actually finish all of Stargate, we could do Buck Rogers. I mean, at the rate we're currently going, it'll only take approximately another 10 years. Actually, less. We could do 2 seasons a year.
Yeah, yeah. He's a fast little son, isn't he? He just walked out the door and he vanished.
Yes, Teok, ninja.
Yeah.
The ninja Jaffa.
Where'd he go?
He probably wants to be alone. I don't blame him.
He doesn't look good at all.
Blue isn't really his colour.
No. And we can hear some screeching, which sounds like the gold lava. Now, this is Tilt dancing.
This is Tyrk after some bad E.
An unusual mixture of high technology and low technology in this facility.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always at least one pipe that's leaking a little steam.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it wouldn't be a pipe. It's sort of 70s retro industrial meets, what, 31st century robotech with... It's. I would go as far as to say, given the wheels and pulleys, it's almost steampunk.
Yeah.
Steampunk is in vogue at present.
Colonel, have you seen Teal'c?
I left him with you.
Perhaps he is best left alone. He is different. Yes?
Yes. Look, Harlan, I want to know why you did this. Why you did all of this.
Why is he wearing gloves? Why is he even bothering to wear gloves?
Perhaps the... gunk is corrosive to whatever element makes up his skin.
His skin is not great either.
Well, 11,000 years ages a man.
Ask me in 10,000.
You think if they got this sort of technology that he might choose a younger body or something?
Well, maybe they got bored wandering around with Adonis's and perhaps he is the peak of physical perception.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Though there were problems with the transfer process and some were lost. Sakura, Arith, Tira, very, very sad. We could not repair Hubble. The creator of all this, his secrets were lost. But many survived for a while.
Where are they?
Well, some left of the ring we discovered. The ring which you went through. They carried along smaller, more portable power sources with them. I expected them to come home. I waited. This is home, after all. But they didn't. And the rest did not accept the gift. They ended their existence.
How?
They walked above the surface, far from here, outside of the range of the power source. Wallace, he was the last one. He gave his life for the station. An accident. And... I have been alone since Wallace, but you are here now, and everything is better now.
Who's safe?
And if they're robots, maybe they just touch finger to finger and they get far better sex than you do from the actual physical act.
What's that? Piers Anthony, I think. Piers Anthony wrote a series of books about...
Well, it wasn't about Robert. Pretty much every book Piers Anthony ever wrote was about sex. he is a science fiction Freud. I know, I've been reading Bruce Anthony for years. What you're thinking of is the Apprentice Adept series, which has robot sex. It's the basis of my online nick that I've had the last 15 or 16 years.
Is it?
Phased Out.
Right. Yeah.
D-O-U-B-T, book 7 of the Apprentice Adept series. You see, you're getting a little in-depth. We can overlay that side discussion with the piece of exposition around the pipe there, I think. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very carefully innovate the pipe here, use the gunk, and they just pick up a wrench and whack it.
Yep, Daniel, very useful. Just hold it there.
Do not appreciate the gift. Immortality.
11,000 going on infinity, I always say.
Attention, core late in primary.
Oh, very bad. Very bad.
What is it?
The power source. For us, I spent too much time away from repairing the station to create you.
As a point of interest, given that Daniel does not require glasses anymore, if he's better, why didn't they build in night vision? Why bother requiring a light? And when does he even use the light? Is it habit?
I imagine it is. I mean, you could argue if you got the ability to put your consciousness into a cyborg or a full robot, do you go all the way or do you try to...
It's so bad it's making the camera shake. There was an aside, I may have said this to you, I may have even said it in a podcast, folks, this is just an aside while they're rushing to fix the broken thingy. On, I think, the second or third Star Trek original spin-off movie, they... put the entire bridge set on a sort of gimbaled floor, and rather than actually shake the camera and shout to people, jump left, jump right, they shook the set. Everything broke. So they went back to the camera.
It's almost as if the set wasn't a real spaceship.
There was a reference to that in one of the first or second episodes of Enterprise. They almost come out, and the girl who played the translator said, maybe we should get some seatbelts on this thing.
You might think about recommending seatbelts when we get home.
Oh, you've got to think of these things when you ain't got any decent inertial dampers, haven't you?
Where's Teal'c? You could use him.
It does not matter. He is different.
Okay, so what do we do?
I had to shut down most of the vents. We have to open more and reroute the ventilation.
There and there.
I will stay here to operate the computer.
Well, how do we find these vents and how do we open them?
The automatic controls no longer work. The vents are rusted closed. You will have to open up the vent shafts and do it manually. Search your minds. It is all there. I made sure of it.
And the whole complex is going to blow, but they've just got to open up some valves.
It sounds like a mission from one of those old point-and-clicky games.
It does, doesn't it?
you must open vent C and open vent D, but don't accidentally vent sort of superheated steam into where all the little baby cuddly things are. They're invariably baby cuddly things. At least they've dispensed with that.
Warning. Pressure rising to critical levels. Pressure level at 4 Hubble units.
What is Jack looking for? Jack figures, I'm a robot.
Just for that. Better, isn't it, Jack?
Cool. No, Jack should have said cool at that point.
Yeah. I have to admit, you know, they're trying to build attention up, but it ain't there.
Mm-hmm. No, because they're robots. We don't really care. They're not our team. They're just copies.
Oh. This is the point where I'd probably pick up a book and read a couple of pages.
Why? during this bit, this whole sort of
yeah.
Let's try and fix the steam valve bit. Perhaps, but it is beautifully shot.
No argument there.
That's just Daniel Smart. He puts the arm in. Jack's like, hey.
Jack's figured out he's pretty much indestructible.
So let's just stick the head in. Who needs to say? Jack is probably wondering, do I need to shave now? That's the first question I'd ask. I'm a robot. Cool, do I need to shave?
Ah, finally Teal'c turns up again.
And thumps Jack.
And we get the Gould music cues.
Yeah, feel free to overlay at this point. I know you did it already with the... would that be overuse of the music?
I think in this case it's giving you the hint of what's going on, even if you don't actually consciously recognise it.
No, I mean, would it be overuse of the Star Trek fight music if we dropped it in here?
Oh! That was a few words. Oh. Now, do you think Jack's body breaking those steam pipes was the actual fix?
So it would seem.
Let off some steam, Bennett.
We did it.
That's a powerful little gun,
isn't it? He's just disintegrated Teal'c.
So not everything was better, was it?
All will be well. You will see in your friend too.
What, Teal'c?
You killed him. He was malfunctioning.
But
yeah. It's a function, yeah. Okay, so that's the equivalent of saying, yes, that PC is malfunctioning. I'm not going to attempt repair. I'm just going to hit it with a sledgehammer. At what point, if your robot's in this, does the military pecking order break down?
I imagine pretty soon. I mean, we've already had a demonstration that the intelligence isn't restricted to previous lives, because mathematically wise, Jack was as good as Sam.
Harlan, open up!
Harlan! No, go away! Harlan, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, be well, please.
Making a new synthetic of Teal'c.
Go back to your quarters and I will bring him to you.
You think he enjoyed that? And who exactly spread all the lard all over him?
Are they going to realise now that the originals are still around? Is this the big reveal, sort of nine minutes from the end?
How can you make a copy if you haven't got the original?
Captain Carter, stand aside. Harlan, turn off that machine.
The process is incomplete. I
turn it off! I'll answer the captain's question.
Please, if you destroy me, you will destroy the last survivor of an entire people and yourselves too.
I'm going to ask this question once. Do our bodies, our real bodies, exist somewhere?
He sounds echoey. That's actually a good effect.
Harlan ain't smiling anymore.
No. Poor Harlan.
You look at it from his perspective. He hasn't really done much wrong. I mean, what he has done kind of has fallen apart pretty quickly, but his intentions weren't bad.
No, he didn't. They think they've moved their consciousness, but in fact what he's done is copy it.
Yeah.
But why didn't he let them go, the originals?
I think some of that...
But we're going to see bad mirror effects now?
A few, yes.
Although I think... That's what I think that from a plot perspective, that's the reason.
When the story was being written, they weren't sure how they were going to end it until someone came up with the idea of actually saying they were copies and not transferred consciousness. And if you're watching this for the first time and you finally do get this reveal, and you think that's worth, the story works.
Harm. I would have returned them through the ring as soon as I was certain you had accepted your transference.
Except that it's not really a transference, is it? From one to the other. We're copies.
Yes. As good as the original. Better even.
That mark was made on, aside from the difference in clothing.
Yeah.
It makes it very clear who's who.
If the transference was successful, I had intended to send your organic cells back to your world, their world. They would never have known of your existence. And in time, I hope that you would have accepted yours.
It's probably a good idea they did all the lighting effects in the scenery, because with your main cast all wearing black, there'd just be heads walking about all over the place, wouldn't they?
Jack's realised that you belong here, of course.
Teal'c?
Captain Carter.
Colonel, he's all right.
We may, again, it's wrapped, but it's, I'm not going to say anything. At least not on air. As it were. It's an interesting concept. Basically, Jack is sort of going, but we can't go home because we're not us. What we thought we were, we aren't. Hence, I think the appropriateness of having a director called Kaufman, if you follow me.
No, I'm going to have to think about that.
Questioning himself and so on.
No, so now we get... Jack knows Harlan, so when they were made unconscious, they did come around again. This was a surprise to him.
Harlan, where have you been?
Extremely busy.
I can see that. Doing what?
Creating your synthetic others, saving the planet. Busy, busy.
Synthetic?
Yes. I am sorry for having restrained you for so long. I am afraid my plan has failed rather miserably. But as I promised,
You are free to go.
And the whole plan was to make the copies and then send the original team back, and the copies would be unaware there were copies. Synthetic Sam actually looks bigger.
Synthetic Sam looks like she has bigger tits. That's a very figure-hugging... And it's figure-hugging in the sense that she actually appears to have a figure that I would quite like to hug. Go on. You're going to make comments when you upload this about me again, aren't you? Alan and Synthetic Sam. I'll take any Sam I can get, frankly.
Was not a copy made of me.
Oh, yes. I had to disintegrate you.
I see.
That should have been an indeed moment. And because Jack knows Jack.
And Jack is aware of his own nature.
Yeah. You just don't like it.
Talks alone, Sam's talking physics, Daniel's talking philosophy and whatever.
No, Daniel's talking Daniel. I don't think it's a particular discipline, it's just the language that is Daniel.
Synthetic Jack would actually say, you know, play rock, paper, scissors for it.
Well, if Jack ever started going out with someone who was of an Eastern persuasion and he was told to go and find himself, he could say, well, I did, I'm on P3A. 549. I found myself, I didn't like myself.
I'm not too happy about this either, you know. You think you know how I feel?
Well, yeah. We're basically the same guy, aren't we?
Have a look.
Ow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, what the hell happened here?
Somebody stole my life. That's what happened.
You talking about my life? Hey. I've got every right to it that you do.
And he's right, he has got every right. From one point in time, they were identical in every way.
I was kind of hoping I could figure out a way to undo all this, get myself back into my body, where I belong.
No, well, it's occupied, thank you.
I noticed that.
It's a pity the planet is uninhabitable, because you think, left to their own device, Jack especially, would just go up on the surface and explore the whole planet.
What do you want?
Well... they're all debating the meaning of life out there. Both Daniels think this is all fascinating. The Carters are arguing already. Teal'c feels left out.
Oh, man, I mean, like, what I would do if I was Jack was I'd make a few more.
Why not?
Can you copy the copy?
I assume he can't.
Is this like C60 cassette tapes where, you know, it degrades as you copy
his
more?
His copy gets a little bit worse.
Do you lose a bit as you copy, you know?
Or like in Multiplicity.
Do you get pop and hiss? I never saw Multiplicity.
Yeah, funny film.
I can't go back. If I could, it might be a different story altogether.
Yeah, well... there is, the little issue of security. You know everything I know about Earth. Codes, defenses... we'll bury the gate, don't worry.
And don't even think about trying to send a bomb to make sure.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I know you.
All right. You have my word, Colonel. Call me Jack.
He knows himself too well.
Don't even think about sending a bomb through.
You've tried that once, it didn't work either. That effect worked perfectly, the two Jacks. Mm. Two Daniels, two Sams didn't.
Well, Jack's the one you're going to be looking at more closely.
Ah, there you are. I was worried about you. Where is the other one?
He's... getting ready to go home.
Yes, all for the best. I hope in time you will forgive me.
You were just trying to survive.
Yes, and we will. All will be well. You will see.
Harlan, people are not supposed to live forever.
Maybe not, but if you try just a few hundred years, perhaps you might change your mind. Yes?
You try a few hundred years? Yeah, no, not too long, just a few hundred. I wouldn't mind trying a few hundred years. I mean,
yeah.
It attacks me in 4 or 5 centuries.
If that isn't one of the best looking gate rooms of the entire series, I don't know what is.
It is. I mean, this show definitely, in terms of pure cinematography, it looks beautiful. It's one of the best looking shows they've actually made.
Don't forget to bury the gate, or gone. Like that's something I'd forget. See ya. And, should have that looked at. It's... Have a good life.
And at this point, Jack's double is being played by Dan Shea, who is Sergeant Siler.
And also Jack's main stunt double, isn't he?
Yep, that's right.
I thought that was Walter. Wasn't it? Wasn't Walter Jack's stunt double, according to some of the audio commentaries?
I'm sure that must have been a joke.
He said it was Brad, right? He seemed fairly serious. It's not that far back, but the thing is, it looked closer because it was shot from above and behind, so yeah. It looked a lot closer. Shot from below,
yeah, the perspective were
to the right, perspective-wise. It's a fun sort of episode. I mean, it's not really... There is some faint questions of consciousness, and there's a nice reveal. But it's a fairly light episode.
It is. They've gone on record saying it was one of the first times they actually set out tried to make a funny episode. Or at least a humorous episode. As opposed to what they've done in the past, which, you know, as the Stargate franchise, it has many funny moments in it.
Mm-hmm. But there aren't hugely, not episodes that I can discuss in this forum without giving huge spoilers, which I'm not going to do. I should have recorded a news segment with Scott while he was on earlier, but that would be the plan. Well, folks, that's more or less it for this episode, and is almost it for the season. We've only got 4 episodes left.
Flying by.
And next week's episode will be episode 18 in the Stargate order. And I'm not sure what the episode is in the... I think we've actually caught up at this point, have we?
We can't be far away.
Is 18 actually 18?
18? No, 18 is Tin Man in broadcast order.
And Solitudes, was that before or after?
Yeah, before.
So Solitudes was 17 in...
Yeah.
I presume, looking at the episodes, that the last 3 were shown in the order that they are on the disc. Because there's no other way you can show them.
Yeah, a bit more difficult when you get to the season finale to have it not as a finale.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, but 19, 20 and 21 follow directly on from each other. You can't not show them in that order. On that note, folks, we are going to call it an end of cycle. I'm not going to say evening or morning or anything like that, because, to be honest with you, it may be evening here when I'm recording it, but it's morning somewhere else, and God knows what time it'll be when one of the 43 of you are listening to it.
Yep, got to think globally.
Yes, well, we could go with UTC, in which case it's actually about 9:30, I think. On that note, I'm going to sign off with due thanks to my tireless and ceaselessly slaving editor.
Yep, lots of work, but well worth it.
Fare thee well, folks, and keep safe.
Goodbye, all. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike. Technical support from Scott. Visit Gatecast at gatecast.co.cc.